Today is officially the last day of the year, and I decided to do something crazy and start a podcast. My name is Nara Lee, and this is the Small Talk and Nightcaps podcast. I was trying to map out exactly what I wanted my first episode to be or what I wanted to talk about. And honestly, at this point, it was just a matter of doing it. This is a platform where I kind of want to talk about anything and everything. So I don't feel like it needs to be 100% polished, or I want to say, I don't want to say not carefully thought out, because I do want it to have some substance, but I just want it to be very raw, if that makes sense, if you know what I mean. I figured with all the bullshit that a lot of us have been through with this year, whether it was good or bad, I felt like I wanted to end my year doing something in the positive that can kind of set the tone for 2021. I will say that with everything that has happened this year, that I've learned to let go and let God. Because at this point, if you thought you were in control, you found out by March-ish that you weren't. I want to say last year I moved back from Arizona to be closer to family, and I had this whole plan thought out about what I was going to do, what my next moves were. And I will say that, granted, I did meet a lot of the goals that I wanted to achieve for the year, not the way that I wanted to, and not in the order that I wanted to achieve them in. I will say that. But shit got done, and I feel like this year was a year for realignment for me, not just for myself, but for my family. I think it was more of an eye-opening thing to kind of sit in your mess, if you will. I feel like everyone was moving at a faster pace, and because of that, a lot of us failed to see, you know, the mess or the things that were going on around us, or we even ignored it and we used life as an excuse as to why we didn't, so to speak, clean up our mess. And so sitting at home and being stuck sitting in your mess allowed me to focus on those things and to clear a lot of things up, work on myself, as far as like having personal growth and figuring out what I really want with my life. For some people, 2020 showed, kind of shed a light on financial security. It kind of shed a light on relationships. It shed a light on what we value the most and how quick it can be taken. And I just feel like going into 2021, if I haven't applied the lessons that I've learned this year to the coming years of my life, I'd be doing myself and my family a disservice. Because there is something to be said to that you have gone through what you've gone through this year and survived it. For me, moving back from Arizona, I saw everything going straight up to the top. Everything was going to be smooth sailing, and that's just not what it was. When COVID and everything hit, I got laid off from my job the day before my son's birthday. And it was that day, I want to say, everything came crashing down, because a few weeks before that, I had decided that I was going to go back to school. And so I enrolled in school. Or actually, was I already in school? Because this was spring. No, I think, I don't know. Something happened with school where I had decided I was going to go back and finish because I had 1 year of school left for the past like 5 years and I just never went back. So I decided that because I was working from home and I had the flexibility of my work schedule, that I can actually go to school and be at home with my son and work, and everything was going to work out, and I was going to move into my place, because when I gave up my place in Arizona, I was staying with my sister temporarily, and I just knew everything was going to work out. And the day before my son's birthday, I found out from financial aid that I was going to have to pay out of pocket for school, and I didn't have that money because just a few hours before, my job laid me off and gave me a 2-week severance package. So that was fun. And I remember feeling like it was like a buildup of like, what am I going to do? And then it was like a switch went off. And I just said, you know what? I'm not going to be down about this. My son's birthday is tomorrow. I'm celebrating his life tomorrow. And so I'm not going to sulk in this. And I had decided that the money that I had saved, I was going to pay for school. And I had prayed on it. I slept on it. I thought about it. And I was just like, yeah, I'm going to use that money to pay for school. And, you know, to some people that may seem like, well, if you lost your job and we're in the middle of a pandemic, like that doesn't seem too smart. But at that time, I didn't know nothing about what was going on with unemployment or anything. I just knew that if I didn't go back to school now while I didn't have a job, while I was at home, I was never going to get it done. And to me, I needed to finish that for a long list of reasons. But one of the reasons, which is something we'll probably get into at a later date, my issue with commitment. That was something that I had decided I was going to commit 2 years ago, and I just kind of fell off. So I had decided that I'm going to finish school. And I, you know, God works in mysterious ways, because I want to say maybe a week or two after getting laid off, finding out I didn't have enough financial aid for school, I was able to talk to the school and they worked out some type of scholarship or something where it paid for my school. And I just remember feeling like so relieved, like, wow, like I was prepared to give up part of my savings to do this, and for me to be blessed with the opportunity to actually finish school and not have to pay that out of pocket. I was extremely grateful, and I only ended up having to pay for my last quarter of school, which that was fine to me. I could do that. So once that happened, I just felt like, you know, things may not be going the exact way that I had planned, but they're getting there. And slowly but surely, it was like a snowball effect. You know, I finished school. I graduated with my bachelor's degree in IT and administrative management. And shortly after that, I replaced my car because I had gave my car away in Arizona, and I was supposed to get one when I got to Washington, but then COVID happened. So I had finally got a car again. And then shortly after that, I got a new job that was paying pretty decent. And then shortly after that, I was able to move out of my sister's. And so it seemed like it was this long, grueling process at the time. But once I got to where I was trying to get to in the first place, I look back and I'm just like, that wasn't that wasn't a long period of waiting, you know? And so just going through all of that, getting to where I was trying to get to 6, 7, 8 months ago, made me put not just this year, but my life into perspective, where it's, you make a plan, you make a decision, you go for it. If it works out, that's great. Keep going. If it doesn't, you stop, realign, adjust, adapt, and keep working towards that goal. In the past, for me, it was very easy for me to be like, oh, if that's not going to work, then it wasn't meant for me and I need to move on. But that's not always the case. I feel like some things that is the case and some things it's not. And lucky for me, that wasn't the case. And I just hope that those who have been blessed with new opportunities or clarity or stronger relationships, I hope they can see the benefit that they got from this year and not just what was taken from them. Because if you write down what you were given versus what was taken from you, a lot of that shit doesn't have much value. Everything that I've lost, I don't even have the desire to have now. And this is not speaking to those who have lost loved ones, friends or family. This is not that, because that's a whole nother level to this year that I can't even speak to just because I haven't gone through it. But my heart definitely goes out to those who have, because I know what I went through this year mentally and what I've had to go through to get myself where I needed to be. So to imagine someone losing someone and then having to do that, I can say that that's another level of strength that I haven't been able to tap into yet. But I will say that it's definitely something that I admire about those who have. But yeah, I just feel like I have been very reflective, not just of this past year, but this year has made me think back to previous years, like how I spent my years. We would joke and stuff, like people would joke online and say stuff like, oh, well, my life really hasn't changed because things are shut down. I pretty much do what they're telling y'all to do every day. I this is my day to day. When you think about it, it's kind of sad, because in my head, I was thinking like, man, like if shit doesn't go back to normal and we're stuck like this for the next 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 years or whatever the fuck, however long this shit goes, I didn't get to live the way that I wanted to live because I was waiting on shit to pop, when really I could have just been doing it. And it's like, thinking about that makes you really want to get in your bag and get on your shit, because right now I feel like I'm at the start line and I'm waiting for 2021 to say go so I can start doing things that I wish that I did that I never did, including starting a podcast. Hello. So it's definitely awakened something in me that's making me want to be like, okay, let me see what's out there. Let me see what I can do. Let me see what I'm interested in and not just fit in this cookie cutter box that society has put us in. I will say that I hated my job. And so there was a good part of me that was relieved about being laid off, because eventually I was going to quit, but there was a little sense of relief because it was like, I don't have to do this thing that I hate anymore. And with unemployment, that helped me take care of my bills. So because I didn't have to focus on my finances, I was able to focus on other things. I was able to experiment and dabble into, UX, UI design and figure out, you know, for those who don't know, I have a degree in interior design as well. So that's what I've been doing career-wise for the past 6-7 years. And so it gave me time to think about if I still love doing that or what way do I want to get into that. And, you know, it helped me get back to the old me, so to speak. I was able to focus on my interest versus a job that's going to pay my bills. And so it caused me to be a little bit more selective about places I was applying to and to be more selective and more vocal about what I want from these jobs and being unapologetic about it, because I feel like before 2020 happened, it was very easy to be like, I need a job. This is going to pay the bills. I'll worry about that other stuff later. And now with everything being stripped from me or from anybody, I feel like it's like, yo, if they gonna take some shit from me or if some shit's not gonna be for me anymore, it's gonna be some shit that I care about, because it should matter. And like I said, there's things that have been taken from me this year that I would never want back. I don't want it. You can have it, sis, bro, whoever the fuck 2020 want to be, you can have it. And so, yeah, that's just the way that I'm looking at it, is everything that's in 2020 stays in 2020. What happened in 2020 stays in 2020, period. Moving forward, 2021, taking these lessons that we've learned, moving into the new year, hopefully, I pray that it gets better in every aspect, not just in the materialistic way, I would say, because a lot of people are waiting to get back out there so they can be drinking and twerking at the beach and all that, but to me, it's like there's other things that just being able to go outside and not have to feel like, am I knocking on death's door? Just having that cloud over us. It's just, I'm hoping that it slowly goes away and we can get back to whatever our new normal is going to be. It's not something I want to keep talking about. I don't know if y'all tired of it, but I'm fucking tired of fucking COVID. That bitch, I'm tired of her. So I don't want to talk about this hoe no more. That's how I feel, okay? I will say that it's going to, I don't want to say it's going to be hard. I would say that it's going to take a certain level of patience and understanding, I would say, the first few months of next year, just because I think a lot of us will get swept up in the whole new year chaos that we're going to expect things to just switch over like a light switch and change, and we're supposed to just be right back at it. And I feel like not much is going to change between today and tomorrow, the 31st and the 1st. Not much is going to change. And I feel like we got to start looking further down the road, plan where you can, and then adapt where you can. I don't really have a lot of expectations for the world as far as what it's going to be like and how we're going to be able to live and function as a society. But I will say that for the first 3 months of the year, my focus will solely be on me and mine and controlling what I can control and letting go of what I can't and adapting where I need to. And I feel like that's something that everybody needs to take into account. I don't think that we can be lighthearted about our lives anymore, because how fast people were here and now they're gone. You should live your life to the fullest. I can't help but to think about Kobe Bryant, and God rest his soul, my favorite NBA player. For him to pass at the young age that he was at, it would be that much sadder if he didn't live life. But because he had such a great, adventurous life with so many achievements and so much respect, and he got to do what he loved to do, like, to me, he may not have been able to do everything that he had set out, but he left behind something that people will talk about forever. And to think about how life got put on pause this year, and there are people like myself who were okay with just living, that shit is scary. To think, like, I could be gone in all the bullshit that I've been doing this entire time, that was it. And I refuse to believe that that's it. You know, and not to say, like, my life was 100% bullshit, because there were pockets of happiness and events that I will forever hold in my heart. But I want to live more. If 2020 didn't want to make you live more, and I mean not more like going back to what you were doing before 2020. We're not talking about before, like, 2019. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about 2018 either. I'm talking about live more as in addition to what I was already doing. I want to do this. I mean, like, crossing off shit off your bucket list. I mean, like, doing shit that nobody thought you would do. I mean, like, those deep, deep thoughts in the back of your head that you feel like you can't talk to anybody about or share with anybody. I'm talking about those. Bring those out and bring those ideas and those thoughts to life. It makes me want to do more of that versus to retreat and hide back in a shell. Because if I die tomorrow or a month from now or 3 weeks from now, I don't want it to be in this same mindset of, oh, well, that's just life. You know what I mean? I could sound like I'm rambling. This is my very first episode. This is my very first time. Not my very first time, because I have a pilot one, which is horrible to me, but y'all can get a laugh at it and listen to that one. I have a pilot episode. This is my first official episode. So it might sound like I'm rambling a little bit, but these are just my thoughts that I have at 2:00 in the morning on a Thursday. But I figured, why not? You know, these are all thoughts that I have in my head that I lay in bed and think about before I go to sleep. And this list can go on and on and on, but I think the moral of the story and the moral of this podcast, my very first podcast that I want to say is, if 2020 hasn't taught you to adapt and to live more, I don't know what else to tell you. I really don't. But for those who aspire to be more, for those who want more, for those who are beginning to dream again, for those who are beginning to find themselves again, for those who are becoming more comfortable in their own skin, for those who are learning how to love themselves for the first time, I mean this from the bottom of my heart that this is your year. I don't give a damn if we shut down for another year. This is your year. I've seen people make dreams happen this year. I've seen people do big things. And if they can do it, then you can do it. And all it takes is that little extra push. This is very far out for me. It may not be to some, but for me, this is very far out. But I'm gonna try. If it don't work out, I'll find something else that I like to do. And I'm gonna keep finding shit that I like to do. And y'all gonna keep hearing about it. And if something sticks, something sticks. But I'm just not gonna let life pass me by anymore. I feel like that's all we did 2020. We know how that shit turned out. So, wrapping up my first podcast, I just want to say that many more to come. And I hope that everybody comes into the new year with a positive outlook. I hope that your spirit has been awakened. I hope that you feel refreshed. I hope that you feel renewed. I hope that you feel hopeful. I hope that you're stronger. I hope that you're ready. It's time to go to work. We got shit to do.